The war in Ukraine could be ended within weeks. That was the view of the President of the United States and the President of France following a meeting between both men at the White House on the third anniversary of Russia's invasion. Donald Trump and Emmanuel Macron met in the Oval Office of the White House and spoke to reporters on a number of occasions, during which their body language defied the rapid deterioration in EU-US relations since Mr. Trump came to power again in January. The US leader said he would meet the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky soon, but he didn't give a date. He also said he would meet the Russian President, with a suggestion he might even travel to Moscow. President Zelensky wants security guarantees from the United States and Europe. He wants to know that if and when the war ends, that Russia will not invade again at some point in the future. That is why he wants NATO membership for his country. It's why he wants also outside peacekeepers. But neither President Trump nor President Macron mentioned NATO membership. And President Trump did not refer to security guarantees. He did say that the cost and the burden of securing peace in Ukraine must be paid for by European nations, not just the US. In an interview on President Trump's favourite TV channel, Fox News, following his meeting, President Macron said a truce between Ukraine and Russia could be agreed in the coming weeks. Here's more of what he told presenter Brett Beyer.
During this period of time, we negotiate on security guarantees, land and territories, and it will be the responsibility of the Ukrainian president. Reconstruction. The US will have the deal on mineral, critical minerals and rare earths. So we have to negotiate with the US, with the allies, with Ukraine, which type of security guarantee makes sense. It could be first, increase the capacities of Ukraine to maintain a strong army. We worked very hard together with the UK Prime Minister to have a French-UK proposal to say we are ready to send troops, not to go to the front line, not to go in confrontation, but to be in some locations, being defined by the treaty, as a presence to maintain this peace and our collective credibility with a US backup and a US backstop.
Emmanuel Macron. Well, we're joined now from New York by Mariana Betsa, Deputy Minister for Foreign Affairs of Ukraine. Thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning on Morning Ireland, Minister, and you're welcome to the programme. Did you hear anything on Monday from the White House, from that meeting, that would give you hope that the security guarantees that you are looking for will happen?
Good morning. It's a great pleasure and honor to be here on the program. Well, yesterday was a very, very intense day in the UN, and we had a General Assembly and the UN Security Council. We also saw that there are, of course, talks between the President Trump and the French President. But I must say that our position, Ukraine's position, is very clear. Nothing about Ukraine without Ukraine, nothing about Europe without Europe. And we are looking forward to the meetings between our presidents.
But there's still no mention of European involvement in talks. He did say, President Trump did say he would meet President Zelensky. We don't know what more will come from that. Listening there to President Macron talking about peacekeeping troops from EU countries not going to the front line, not being engaged in confrontation in the event of a peace agreement. Is that sufficient as a security guarantee for Ukraine?
Obviously not. The best security guarantee, and our President Volodymyr Zelensky was very clear, the best security guarantee is NATO. This is the most efficient and easiest and cheapest way to safeguard Ukraine's security. And when we are speaking about comprehensive, just and lasting peace for Ukraine, and I reiterated this yesterday at the UNGAR Assembly and, of course, at the UN Security Council, we need to be very clear. Ukraine needs just peace. Ukraine needs durable peace. Ukraine needs strong security guarantees for its safety and to make sure that such Russian aggression will not be repeated in the future and the aggressor is not rewarded for its crimes. It's extremely important that, apart from security guarantees, there is accountability of Russia for the crimes of aggression, genocide, war crimes, crimes against humanity.
You say the strongest security guarantee is membership of NATO, but there was no mention of NATO at that news conference by either president, either Trump nor Macron, yesterday. Do you accept that membership is not going to happen for Ukraine?
This membership is on the agenda for Ukraine. And as I stated once again, literally, Ukraine is defending the eastern flank of NATO countries right now. Ukraine has one of the most powerful armies, and it will emerge as one of the strongest countries after the victory of Ukraine. And definitely, we consider ourselves as part of EU and part of NATO.
But America does not support your membership of NATO. And I'm wondering, given the absence of any mention of NATO by the French president, what level of support you have for it from European leaders?
You know, NATO is the most cost-effective option for preventing another war, and not only in Ukraine, but in Europe as well. And this is the simplest and most logical solution. And as our president stated, if Ukraine doesn't join NATO, we'll have to create NATO within Ukraine, which means maintaining an army strong enough to repel aggression. And it is extremely important to understand that.
The level of engagement with your president and the United States on a ceasefire or a peace plan, have you seen any outline of a plan at this point?
We are speaking right now at a working level, and we're expecting the negotiations to take place between our presidents, President Trump and President of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky. We definitely think that all these issues will be discussed during their personal meeting.
But do you have a commitment that President Zelensky will be involved in whatever negotiations take place on a ceasefire and a peace agreement to end the war?
There cannot be any negotiations without Ukraine and our president involved. Absolutely. The negotiations will and should include Ukraine, USA, EU, it should have a voice at the table, of course.
Do you trust Donald Trump? He refused yesterday to call Vladimir Putin a dictator, something he had no problem calling President Zelensky last week. I wonder, do you trust him? Do you believe he has the best interests of Ukraine at heart rather than the best interests of the United States or Russia?
I would say that US is our staunch ally, and we are absolutely aware of the fact that it would be very difficult to guarantee the safety and security of Ukraine, of Europe, and transatlantic security without the USA support and involvement.
Even so, under Donald Trump, who we are told this deal on acquiring very valuable rights to your country's rare mineral deposits is imminent, does that not show that this is a commercial deal for President Trump and the United States?
I'm not in the position to assess the views of the American side in this regard, but our position is very clear. You know, 3 years after the full-scale invasion and in 11 years of war, I mean, Ukraine is very clear, Russian aggression should not be rewarded. Ukraine should have a very strong stance and will have a very strong strength during any negotiations with regard to Ukraine's safety and security and Europe's safety and security. And obviously, the agreement that is being in the final stages of negotiations, we are working with our US partners on that. And we are committed as Ukraine to finding durable solution for the peace this year, but it's not only up to the Ukraine. Obviously, Russia should be forced to peace through strength.
But do you have any security guarantees from the United States at the moment in return for accessing those rare mineral deposits? Because President Trump sees this deal as recompense for the money given to Ukraine since the start of the war rather than security guarantees. What are you getting in return?
The deal is on minerals is under the discussion between our teams, and I'm not in the position to disclose any details, I'm afraid, at this moment.
You're in New York for a meeting of the UN General Assembly, where the US sided with Russia twice yesterday in votes, and then the Security Council adopted a US-drafted resolution that takes a neutral position on the conflict, on the war in Ukraine, on the Russian invasion of your country. What is your reaction to that?
You've seen me at the UNGRM making a statement before presentation of our draft resolution, and we were very much clear. Ukraine has prepared this draft UNGRM resolution, co-sponsored by a broad number of countries, more than 50, a long time ago. It has been more than 1 month. We have engaged in very inclusive dialogue and consultations in New York and between our capitals with all the key stakeholders. And Ukraine is the victim of this terrible aggression by the Russian Federation. Therefore, of course, it's up to the Ukraine to decide what resolution it proposes. We propose our draft, which was and is very balanced and based on the UN Charter, including the key core principles: sovereignty, territorial integrity within international recognized borders, non-use of force, inviolability of borders, and of course, accountability of Russia. We also reiterated that we need to call Russia an aggressor, as it was mentioned in many UNGRM resolutions, mm-hmm. United Nations resolutions previously. And it was voted in favor, 93 countries in favor. We're very much grateful to all the partners, including Ireland, for your tremendous support. The draft resolution proposed by the US colleagues was made in the last moment. We abstained from these resolutions, and it is the right of the US to propose any draft, of course. But we are very much aware that it is extremely important to call a spade. Russia is an aggressor.
Okay.
It should be mentioned in the draft resolution, and it is our draft which is reflecting all these key principles.
Okay. Thank you very much for joining us this morning from New York in the very early hours of the morning there. Ukraine's Deputy Minister for Foreign Affairs, Mariana Betsa.